When there's something strange going on in your neighborhood, who you gonna call but Comic Book Club? And here are your ghosts. Your ghosts. Pete LePage, Alex Albin, and Justin Tyler.
Ooh.
Haunting this show.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And thank you to Kenny, the ghost with the most.
Kenny Kors, predicting our deaths.
Do you think that was this a prophecy?
Yeah, the prophecy.
Man. It wasn't a mistake. It was a prophecy that we're going to die by the end of the show.
Oh, you think the end of the show?
The end of the show? I'm going to have to make some
probably
phone
by
calls.
The end of this opening bit. We're going to die.
Man. Oh, great.
Well, I'm out of here.
We all eat real bad.
I have a living will, so I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. I ate some red velvet Oreos earlier today. A bunch of them. So I'm feeling good.
Well, that's
good.
A good way to go. You've lived.
Stay in
Do you know what
shape.
Also is a good way to go? Earlier this week, actually towards the end of last week, both Justin and I talked to George Lucas.
We did.
Oh, my God.
So that was pretty cool. Separately. I want to mention separately.
Together. Don't be weird, Pete. We were not together.
Yeah. You guys are just hanging out with George?
We were
Your
sort phones of
weren't
out.
Working?
We
like,
were interviewing about a movie called Strange Magic.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Which we can't talk about until the 23rd.
Sure, that's it. Whoops, I've not been doing that. Great, well, I won't say my opinion of it, which is question mark.
Cool, but what was your experience? You met the guy who created Star Wars.
Met the guy. You're not supposed to talk about Star Wars with him.
Really?
No.
Could you geek out at all?
Not really.
Could you be like, oh, my God?
I didn't know. I'm a
There's probably a reason I wasn't allowed to.
Correct, yeah. Okay. But I did my last question to him. We talked about this movie, Strange Magic, is a fantasy. I think I can say
who
that.
Who gives a shit about
so we
that
start
movie?
No, great. Play cool. That's why you're again. You're not invited.
Okay. Fuck that
So
movie.
I was talking about Willow, which he wrote back in the day.
I'm sorry. You weren't allowed to talk about Star Wars, so you talked about Willow?
Yeah. Well, they say don't talk about Star Wars when
but
you go in.
And
Willow.
You were like, got you guys.
Exactly. You could talk about Willow. Cool. It's just his last
All
question.
Of my questions were about Red Tails.
Yeah, good. Well, you're a huge
was
fan.
Was he into it? Was he
he was happy to talk about Willow. And then the last question I asked him was, I said to the power to control the world lies in which finger? A direct quote from Willow. Anybody? Right. Nope.
Yeah.
Great. Love that.
Yes.
And he was like,
finger.
He looks
it's
at me
finger.
And he goes, I wrote that. And I was like, great. Thank you. This has been a real pleasure.
And it was crazy because
I thought he was going to find it charming that I was asking a Willow question and not a Star Wars question.
Right. And you were the first interview of the day. He had a heart attack, died after that, so I never got to talk to him.
Well.
It was crazy.
He didn't guess the
so
right
you
finger.
So you killed George Lucas.
No, I legit asked him a Star Wars question.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's not, it was not like a spoilery thing or anything because whatever. I talked to him about the movie, and it was going fine. He was perfectly nice, super nice guy. It was pleasant chatting with him. And then at the end, my daughter, Penny, when I told her I was talking to George Lucas, I was like, do you have a question you want to ask him? So she asked me a question. So I asked him, I said, my 5-year-old daughter, one of her favorite movies is Return of the Jedi. She wants to know, what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Ooh,
so
great.
I asked him, and he was like, well, I like to say that they're all my children, so I can't really choose one. And I was like, fuck you. I like my daughter better.
Yeah. Nice.
Tell me which one you like. Wow. And then he had a heart attack.
And then he had a heart attack.
Anyway, perfectly nice guy. I liked him very much.
He was all right. We also interviewed Alan Cumming and Evan Rachel Wood, and they were actually very cool. I really liked interviewing them.
You and I had opposite experiences.
Ha ha! Ooh, interesting. Great.
Speaking of interesting, one of the most interesting men in sports entertainment is here tonight.
Yeah, he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, or rather, comic book entertainment. He's one of our favorite guests to have on the show. He is the new writer on Adventure Time.
Yes.
And the creator of Dr. McDinja. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Hastings!
Welcome
to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Nice.
Yeah. High fives. Let's do this. So, Chris, what's it like to be one of the most fascinating men in sport entertainment?
It's... You got to know how to, like, work with your peers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're all in the gym getting our bits together. Like, who's going to do the heel turn?
We're talking about my career in wrestling, right?
Yeah. What do you mean by getting your bits together?
I mean,
like, what bits?
I ruined wrestling. I'm sorry. No,
you know what? Let's. This is a serious show where we talk about serious things. Yeah. So let's talk about.
And we're gym rats, so we saw
that. So we have been huge fans of Ryan North's run on Adventure Time for Boot Comics. We talked about it multiple times on the show. Yeah. Really great.
Never get tired of hearing that.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say, Alex, your interviewing skill has not gotten better from your George Lucas experience.
Well, you're taking over. That must feel a little daunting, not just to be jumping on Adventure Time, but also jumping on a run after him. How does that feel?
Well, I mean, Ryan's run really sucked, so I'm happy to totally just fix everything that's wrong with the series. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is. It is. It's terrifying. I was a fan of it as well. That team did an incredible job.
And have you watched the cartoon?
There's a cartoon?
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I knew it. That was a gotcha.
Yeah,
question.
It's called Gummy Bears.
Yeah,
bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
It's based on.
I don't remember the stretchy dog in that. I rewatched the cartoon a lot. Like,
yeah, I bet.
I feel like it's like sort of training for like the actual like activity of writing the comic. It's like, well, I got to put in my 2 episodes a day, nice. Like just to stay in shape.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's
no,
like going to the gym and getting your bits together.
Going to the gym with your fellow wrestlers and. You know, deciding why you hate each other this week.
Right, jamming bits. Mm-hmm. So you've done your fair share of creator-owned stuff like Dr. McDincha. You've also done work-for-hire stuff like Deadpool for Marvel and other things. Where does Adventure Time fall on the spectrum?
It is definitely work-for-hire.
Well, I mean, in terms
I
of how you...
I do not own any of Adventure Time.
In terms of how you approach it. You know, how much...
Jeez, don't get so defensive, Calvin. You know, he was...
So you're getting paid for the work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
How much? How much are you so getting much. Paid? Yeah. How much? Yeah. How much money?
How I like approach it. Well, you know, I do have to respect the property, as it were. Like, I can't go bonkers with their continuity. You know, it's an odd line to walk. Of like discovering new things in that world, otherwise it gets boring. And also like not deciding something happens that will completely contradict what the show has said.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the previous all 35 issues leading up to this did a lot of like sort of expanding the continuity in a way that was very that felt very real.
I talked to Ryan a lot about how he did that because I wanted to steal that power. One of Ryan's big tricks that I don't think that I can take for my own is that he did a lot of time travel stuff because he can just make alternate future timelines that feel very real to the characters. But like, well, then we fixed it. We went back in time and that future will never happen. It's not a problem. I don't think I should keep doing that. That might get old.
Adventure time travel. Yeah. That doesn't really work. I don't know. Have you thought about dimensions? That works for other comic book companies.
Oh, there you go.
Like a multi university.
Yeah, if you took like if there was some sort of convergence or something like that.
Or a divergence.
Yeah, or if there was like a war or a secret one.
A secret that no one knows about. Yeah
that would be nice. You could try some stuff like that.
Sure.
Great.
It sounds completely original.
Is there
Stop scribbling these notes down.
Is there a character or characters that have particularly popped to you in a surprising way? So, something you didn't expect.
In surprising ways. Oh yeah, sure. I really love the King of Ooh. He's sort of this scam artist, not real king, who may be a cult leader. But he's only appeared in one episode, as far as I know. And I feel like there's so much to that character that is just hinted at. And it's so exciting to be like, they haven't done anything with it! I get it. I get that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I get him. I can do stuff with him.
Nice.
In the cartoon and in the comic, Princess Bubblegum has become sort of like a bit of a tyrant or like a leader who makes shady decisions. Are you going to keep that going? Because that's the most I'm sort of curious about that. Because she's headed towards some villainy, it seems like.
For sure, yeah. I mean, you certainly can't decide that something that has happened on the show isn't right and ignore it. I think that her villainy or not, sort of, it goes back and forth. Like, you can, I think it's interesting with her, you can make a case for her acting justified or not, depending on the situation. And it's sort of like that she has, I think her moral ambiguity is really fascinating, especially considering that she is literally a princess made of bubblegum.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, do you find bubblegum morally ambiguous? Is that?
I mean, most flavors, yeah.
Yeah, not your blue Raz.
Oh, absolutely not. 100% a force for evil.
How about, not to get too deep into this, but how about...
Yeah, we
Finn?
Should mention, by the way, this is Justin's favorite show.
Favorite show.
You watch it every day, right?
Sometimes, yes, I do. All the episodes are very good. I cried at several of them. It's like got the best mythology on television.
Yeah, man.
Like dramas.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Have you seen NCIS?
Yeah, they're really getting into...
There's a goth lady...
Have they named all the characters in NCIS?
Not yet. They're getting there.
Hey, gray-haired guy, you're shooting somebody right now.
Goth lady, I'm going to need you to do some hacks.
I'm in.
What's Finn's romantic life going to be like in your world?
I haven't touched on it too much yet. I mean, at this
we should mention that he writes a fair amount of Adventure Time erotic fan fiction.
Yeah, yeah. Just loosely.
They are children, so...
What?
Oh, Finn's a child.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross. You're gross.
Yeah,
you're
gross.
Yeah, you're gross.
I'm suddenly gross.
Yep.
Great. Thank you, Alex.
So at the point where I am now, so my first issue comes out tomorrow. I'm not sure when this podcast comes out, but...
Tomorrow.
Oh, great. Yeah. My first issue comes out today.
There you go.
You're listening to this later, in which case it came out yesterday.
Could you just list all the possible iterations of when it could come out? And we'll cut in the one that we need to use.
My issue came out last week. I know you were busy. You didn't get a chance to listen to the episode yet. But, you know, drop by your local comic shop and, you know.
And that's how you do Adventure Time Travel.
There you go.
So anyway, I've only actually written the first four issues of my run so far, and I have to turn in my pitch for the next five at the end of this week. So I haven't necessarily got, like, it's such a rich world with so many sort of different ways to approach it. Like, the show is so wonderful. It's like, let's do this type of story, and then let's do this type of story. So it's like I'm always feeling like, oh, God, I'm neglecting something with this because there's so many angles from it. And, I haven't touched his romantic life yet.
Finn or Jake, which one do you like better?
Oh,
Alex, they're a team.
Yeah, they...
they don't...
Which one do you like better?
Equal. I mean, obviously Finn.
I can't choose between... I mean, my favorite character is BMO.
You're into video games. I mean, you're...
Sure.
You think that's the connection because he's a video game?
Yeah.
like video games? You're going to love this BMO character.
Yeah,
he's like a Game Boy with legs.
Before I recommend Adventure Time, I try to find out what people like. Like, if they like humans, I recommend Finn.
Great.
If they like dogs, Jake, Bubblegum... Princess Bubblegum.
Okay. It's all really good, really tracking very well.
Yep. If they're like ice, the Ice King.
Oh, okay. Now, just wait, no deviation.
And that's people automatically. Most people, you'd be surprised, are like, my favorite thing is ice.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, you should read Adventure Time Ice King. No, I'd like ice in my drink. Please bring your waiter.
And I say, no, thank you.
I just wanted to ask, like, because the comic is kind of all over the place, like, each issue is very unique and different. Do you find that, like, daunting, or is that, like, oh, freedom? Like, I can do anything I want because this is so crazy and amazing.
Both.
Yeah.
Great. It's like, it is, I do very much appreciate that it is a world where I really can do whatever I want. It'd be like... Yeah, like, let's go to the moon, and sure, it's like sci-fi, and then, oh, but we're getting there by a fantasy, like, portal in the woods, you know, and there's a witch, and but also there's a skeleton in a spacesuit. And...
You make it sound so easy, this writing.
Yeah sure. Listen, no one should try it. It's very difficult. Yeah.
So there's a couple of other things you're working on, though. You are still working on Dr. McNinja.
Oh, yes.
What's going on with that?
Let's see. So I am currently in the cooling down, wrapping up phase of my Dr. McNinja run, as it were. I think I'm on year 9 right now of that series. And I
we're also on year 9 and we're
congratulations.
Cooling down.
We are cooling down and wrapping up.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Wait, we're cooling down and wrapping up?
We'll talk about it when we're all done.
No, we're only getting hotter and wrapping nothing up. We're expanding our storyline. I'm going to make a revelation later tonight that I think is going to really shake up our continuity.
What? Well, we already know we're dying by the end of the show.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
But that's not your secret.
No, mine's separate.
All right, we'll find out what your secret is.
I'm from the future.
Dr. McNinja.
Oh. Oh, sure. No, I mean, that was a great joke. It was, Justin. It was.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Great. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. Could you also say you didn't like it so we can eventually maybe slice that in depending on how this episode tests with our test audiences?
Sure thing.
Stop with the garbage jokes, buddy.
Ding.
Great.
We don't
yeah, so it's like I'm basically just sort of kind of taking care of all the things I need to check off before Dr. Ninja dies at the end or doesn't.
Oops.
Oh.
I don't
know. And you're also heading out to San Francisco this week? Or is it next week?
Soon.
Today?
Soon?
Now?
Soon?
You have to
I
get on a
I think the first
plane?
Weekend in February.
Okay.
Yeah, I do sketch comedy. I am on the team Wendigo, which is a house team at the Magnet Theater here in New York.
It's also a Hulk villain.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing that out to you guys.
Also an ancient cannibalistic spirit monster.
Yeah,
in
that's
Canada.
The Hulk villain.
That's a Hulk villain. No, it's a sketch. And maybe sometimes a Wolverine villain. But, I mean, who isn't a Wolverine?
Here in an X-Men arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you name it after the Wendigo that Hulk and Wolverine met over?
No, but I definitely, like, championed for it because of that.
Nice. Yes.
Like, I was like, we should do this one.
So another person just made up a word and it happened to be that?
Oh, no, he did it, like, you know... You boys do comedy, and you know how a writer's room is.
There's
and,
nothing more fun than naming your comedy group.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you know how this goes.
Yeah.
I think just a quick thing. For Comic Book Club, I think we were like, we should do a show talking about comic books. What should we call it? And somebody said, I don't know, Comic Book Club. And we were like, done.
That, I will say we were the fastest of any comedy group I've been a part of in naming the show. Other groups, there's whiteboards involved, and then... Like, we can't call it that! Like, yelling at each other.
Oh, yeah,
many
like
groups.
Just meeting after meeting of like, no, no, that is a ridiculous name. I
and
won't.
The fight, I was on a house team at UCB, and the name of the group was Havana Clambake, which is a terrible name. And later someone was like, is it Havana Clambake? And we were like, oh, God, we really
God. Oh, boy.
And that was only because we all disliked each other, and then the team was broken up. So we should have known right then.
There you go. So, bad name is our point.
Well, our name is great. It's Wendigo.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wendigo to the show right now.
Or when it's great. Scheduled.
Fair enough. Check out Adventure Time tomorrow, it's hitting? Or
yeah,
possibly today or last week?
Check out Adventure Time at the appropriate time based upon when you're listening to this episode of the podcast or when you're sitting in the live audience.
If you're sitting in the live audience, check it out last week.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
There's a little bit of a time shift on this venue. Speaking of time shift, let's time shift over to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
And
time.
In the stack, we're going to go to some bat for some comic books that we particularly like this week.
Yeah.
First one, I believe this is Pete's pick.
It
is that correct, Pete?
You are correct.
Abe Sapien, number 19 from Dark Horse Comics. Pete, you want to talk about this book a little bit?
Nobody, not one person. All right, fine.
No.
Cool.
This line is far too dense for the average reader to get
in. No, that's not true. This is a little bit of Abe Sapien's story in BPRD.
Real quick, who's Abe Sapien for people who don't know?
Yeah, in fact, give us the story because I would defy you to actually tell me his full story.
Well, he's some kind of fish guy that talks and fights crime. He can...
Mike McDonald just rolled over in his
grave.
I'm sure
he did. I don't know how to answer that question.
He's Frasier's brother, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Frasier's brother, the fish man?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he marries Daphne. This is after he married Daphne, and what happens next?
Okay. Just make sure. I mean, yeah. I've read all of them. Just help him... The listeners.
Thanks.
And the first few issues were just literal scripts from Frasier just written down.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of dealing with the aftermath of the giant war that is kind of destroyed the earth a little bit, so they're kind of piecing the...
Yeah, for those of you listening at home, Pete's face is actually belting off right now.
Yep. Yeah. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to do things, and then they go and check out some stuff, and it gets crazy in this issue. Like, people die, and it's fucked up, but, man, amazing, fantastic issue.
Great.
I think that should clear everything up. Yep.
That should be the title of the book. It should be all of those words. That you
That's a real Mad Libs of comic books.
Yeah. Right now, there. Have you been reading Abe Sapien?
What's that?
Have you been reading Abe Sapien?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
Thanks, Chris.
I don't know.
That's fine. So for those of you who haven't been reading it, there was Hellboy. Out of Hellboy spin BPRD. BPRD encountered this giant global apocalypse, which I think was the bad thing you were referring to.
Yeah, that's exactly
the bad thing. I mean, he's right. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was a bad thing. So there was a global apocalypse. They've been dealing with that. Abe Sapien, in the middle of that, got shot, kind of is on a journey of the soul right now.
Yeah, he is.
Trying to find out where he is. And I don't think he appears in this issue.
What the fuck are you talking about? He's all over this issue.
Is he? I didn't read it.
Okay, well, you should. It's fantastic.
Wow. All right.
I didn't read it, and I still did a better job of summarizing it than you did.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but that could always be the case.
Great stuff, guys. We're professionals. The thing about Abe Sapien is I think he's a fish man that came out of the ocean, but his body was inhabited by an 19th century gentleman.
Yeah,
somehow. He's very, and then he's realizing that maybe that's not true. Dude. That he is actually an ancient Babylonian god that swam out of the
humans. That's the thing. You get some great facts on his backstory in this issue.
But I feel like it's sort of a wheel of Sapien, and you just land on one, and it's like, nah, he's an Egyptian guy.
Okay.
So it's very, like, seems very random to me.
I don't think it's random. I mean, we're finding out about him.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's real good, though. Cool. Let's move on. Talk about your pick, Jupiter's Legacy, number 5. From Image Comics,
Jupiter's Legacy.
You want to talk about this one?
Yeah, it's Mark Miller and Frank Quitely writing and drawing this. This is about the children, the offspring of these great superheroes that the sort of a golden age, and then they have these children who are caught up in the modern world.
They're all about drugs and like getting
partying,
fucked
you know,
up
they,
and
well, but
crazy.
We're past that now.
We've moved past
time.
That, and now the world is being sort of dominated by these villains, and they're hunting down all the superheroes and supervillains. And this story is so great because you get to see a kid really being a hero in like this amazing, heartfelt way.
Yeah,
it's sort of the turning point and the rallying point of the series so far. It's just a great book, and the art's beautiful.
Yeah, because it started. So kind of weird of like, oh, these spoiled fucking brat kids who are just all about doing drugs, but they have these superpowers. But now it's like, this is really getting good, and this issue is really the turning point.
The real hero of this issue, I think, is Frank Quitely's art. Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and it's just so clean and clear what he's doing. It's so sparse, all the drawings. There's so many iconic images throughout this. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Very good.
Yeah, he's one of my... If not my favorite like visual storytellers like in comics right now, like he just
I mean, if you talk about amazing comics, his art's definitely gonna come up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, there you go.
His art is definitely gonna be in there.
Yeah,
his people are less lumpy than they used to be.
Less what?
Lumpy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to draw.
They are less lumpy.
I think
That's true.
He for a long time he didn't know what muscles were. He thought they were just like pieces of fat in your body, but no, they're a different shape than that.
It's pretty cool. Let's move on to my pick. This is a little indie book. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. Came out this week. I was pretty excited. Found it in the middle of a stack somewhere. Not a lot of people have read it, but Star Wars, number one from Marvel Comics.
Oh, great. Yeah.
This book is incredible. It's written by Jason Aaron, art by John Cassaday.
I mean, it's a little hard. It picks up like, I feel like something happened before this.
I'm not sure what happened before this.
And it picks up in the middle of
there
the story.
There was a movie, possibly The Matrix. Something like that it's
this
spinning
is in between
right
the first two Matrix movies?
It's between the second and third Matrix movies.
Oh, good. People saw.
Yeah, there's a couple of stars in a panel here or there, but I don't see a lot of war happen.
Very little war.
Yeah, it's real weird.
It's more like star bickering, if anything.
Whoa.
Yes, yeah.
This book is fantastic. Jason Aaron nails every single one of the voices of the characters. John Cassaday's art is, I'm sorry, out of this world. It's
very good.
It's, shut up!
Dude,
shut
you
up!
Did the real hero in the last
last thing is great about this. You have the main characters all going on an adventure that feels inherently Star Wars, fits right after the first movie, but feels like a new adventure. It feels like a new Star Wars movie when you're reading it, and it's insanely good. Did you check it out, Chris?
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm 11 years old again, like the first time I discovered, like, oh my God, there's other Star Wars besides the movie? Like, you know, the first time reading one of those novels or something like that. Mm. Like, yeah, it was a very lovely feeling that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff, I mean, this is kind of a spoiler if you haven't read the issue, but all the stuff with Darth Vader in the issue is
holy shit.
Insane. It Dude, brings back, I was what like, I, here's what I love about it, is I feel like since the prequels, everybody has kind of felt like Darth Vader was neutered a little bit, even since Return of the Jedi. Here
well,
we are getting...
there was a neutering scene, which I think is...
controversial.
Yeah, it's very controversial neutering. Yeah.
Please don't neuter me.
Yeah. That was the one part don't of him, that, was the one part of him that wasn't burned on the fire planet.
Well, but he's definitely become less of a threat over time, the more that we've learned about him.
Because you met him as a baby.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Here, he is like uber-level badass threat doing insane action stuff, and it's fantastic. Yeah. It's so good. And the rest of the characters are great as well.
The scene in here, I was literally yelling at the comic. I was like, Chewie, no! No, Chewie!
Well, it's kind of crazy that I could get that reaction out of you. You know that Chewie survives for at least two more movies, and he's in danger here, and you're like, maybe he'll die.
Yeah, it was fucking scary. Yeah. But yeah, just a great job of nailing the voices. Some amazing Han and Chewie moments, and I'm completely on board. It took me a while to pick out this comic.
Just stop screaming at the
because there are literally 80,000 versions of the cover. Like, I walked in the comic book store and I was like, holy great. Oh, no, I don't want that one. Okay, maybe that one, maybe this one. And then it took like 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking intense, man.
Huh. So you picked the one with the babies?
Fuck you. That's Scotty Young, bro. Show some respect.
I'm familiar with this work drawing, baby.
I just feel like all these characters are neutered on the cover of this book. Fair, don't you think? Fair. They're all neutered. What I love about the book is that you get to see all the characters, and it doesn't feel like everything's crammed in. It feels very natural that you get to hang out with all of them very briefly.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, and that's it for the stack. Yeah. Guys, it is now time for my favorite section. It's my favorite section because I come out to you guys, the audience. It's your audience questions.
Yeah.
We got to come up with a new name for that. It's not as rousing.
No,
audience questions. So for this, if you guys have a question for our guests, anything geeky, anything comic booky, you're going to get some free comics from us. So let's hear them. Raise your hands. Anybody? You, sir, right over there. Going to come over to you. What is your name?
Hey, my name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
All right, Jason, what's your question?
I was going to ask this last week, but I didn't have a chance. So,
okay, get to the question. Enough backstory.
So this is definitely a question for Chris, I'm
guessing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. All right, so here's a scenario. So your favorite superhero is dead, lying there dead.
No!
Which supervillain do you feel like deserves to be standing over his body?
That is a fucking fantastic question.
That question got to marinate. Got to marinate.
Well, can I go first?
I just want to go first.
I feel like, okay, my favorite hero is Punisher, and it would be Dokken standing over him. Dokken standing over Punisher. That's my answer, and I think we all agree. Let's get the next question.
How lucky you are that happened in comics.
Oh, that's great.
What a great fantasy.
Pete just...
Pete, come back. Don't let Alex's answer.
Dude, fuck you, man.
Okay, here, let me.
All right, fine.
I'm going to murder you by the end of the show.
This question is splitting us apart.
My favorite superhero is Spider-Man and Mary Jane's marriage, and Mephisto would be standing over it.
Yeah. Pete, come on. Pete, come back. Come back. Don't let Alex be a jerk.
What did I say?
He's just trying to. He just has different opinions from you.
All right,
I'll give you an honest.
Pete, and Hope would be standing over.
Hope wins every time.
Yeah. From Pandora's box. I think my favorite hero is Superior Spider-Man. So obviously Peter Parker would be standing over him with a smoking gun. go ahead.
Fuck you.
What's your
There's nothing more upsetting than when your favorite character is murdered and it's not done justly. It's done by some bullshit B level character. I mean, you really, if you're going to kill somebody off, but it's got to be done in such a way that you feel good about it.
But Pete, honestly, you're the hero of your story. Do you think your arch enemy is going to kill you?
He better.
Who is it? Is it me?
Probably.
Okay, well.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, you don't want to go out like that, and you don't want to see somebody that you've invested time and energy into go out like that.
So what's your actual answer?
That's good. I hadn't thought about that part yet.
All right, let's move over. Let's get an answer for Chris. Chris, do you have an answer to the question?
Yeah, my favorite superhero is Batman. And I it seems the obvious answer is that it should be the Joker.
Right.
But I would rather see it be just one of those random assholes that he fights every night, just got lucky.
Yeah.
What?
It makes sense. I mean, that's how his parents died. It sort of
exactly.
would be the
yes.
thing.
No.
It could be the new awful. Villain, random
it
asshole.
It would be awful, but that's his life. Yeah. You know? Like, I don't think there should be a satisfying end to this guy who just is on this dumb crusade.
Plus, isn't that the best win for him that
justice,
it wasn't one of these jerks?
Justice is a dumb crusade?
I'm just
fighting
saying that...
for what's right is dumb?
Oh, God.
Maybe...
Trying to make the world
Sorry,
a better
guys.
Place?
Well, Pete's been drinking the Kool-Aid for so long.
I'm just saying that it costs as much money to invest in local schooling as it does a Batmobile. And maybe
it's a great
that's
point.
What he should do instead.
It's a great point.
Wow, I've never,
education is
I've never been more put in my place in my life.
Yeah.
It's fiction.
If
it's
you guys
fine.
Are interested, by the way, next week on the show, Chris is going to be debating Batman live.
Yeah. Exactly. Over local yeah, politics, they're both so. Running for the mayor of Gotham City, and so I think it's going to be a great contest.
Justin, do you have an actual answer?
Yeah, I think Superman, say Superman, yep. and just a heart attack.
Wow.
Just a regular, because that means he will have lived a full life. Or so he would have, like, really gone into junk food and, like, let himself go.
Well, there was that Superman issue where he couldn't stop eating hamburgers. So, like,
yeah. well, that's gonna
I'm
kill
surprised
him.
That didn't kill him.
Diabetes was the villain there.
I like that.
I would say
it's
cholesterol.
Like the only thing that can defeat Superman is himself.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You should see a little movie called Superman 2.
Pete, do you have an answer?
I would like to see Cyclops die and just like the rest.
I'm sorry, Cyclops is your favorite hero?
No, I mean, that wasn't part of the.
No,
yes,
it was.
In fact, was.
The question was your
I ignored
favorite.
That part. I ignored that part of the question.
You can't.
And I'm
you
saying
can't actually do
I want
that.
To see Cyclops die and just everybody as a unit on the X-Men just goes, you know what? I am sick of your shit.
So they do some sort of like 10 Little Indians scenario type thing?
What?
You want his friends to murder him?
Yeah.
Ted Little Indians is an Agatha Christie.
Yeah, right. No, we all get your Agatha Christie.
No, we don't. Pete does not
I
get
do
it.
I do not get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Do you don't have a good answer for the Punisher?
Well, I don't want the Punisher to die ever, nor do I want Wolverine or the Hulk or Midnighter.
But you can't even entertain the concept.
No, it's fucking dumb.
Okay, wow. That's a strange...
No offense. I thought it was a good All question, right. a good debate.
Yeah, there we go. I think you really answered your question.
Archie should kill the Punisher, though.
No, that's not real. That's not real at all. There's nothing
I'd like
real
to see the Punisher
that.
Die of scurvy. I think that would be yeah. Raise your hand if you got a question. Who's got a question? Anybody? You, sir, right back there. Here, we're going to stretch around. Yes. What's your name, sir?
My name is Nat.
Oh, hi, Nat. How are you doing? Were you a guest on the show once?
No, not ever. Wow.
Okay, great. Well, nice to
Hi,
meet
Matt.
You. What's your question, sir?
This is a question for your guest. One of the best things I think about the Adventure Time TV show is that it's funny to both kids and adults, and without throwing in adults jokes that only the adults get, it's the same jokes are funny to both of them. I was wondering if that is a challenge to make the comic book funny to both kids and adults in the same way, and if so, how you address that challenge.
Oh, damn.
The debate begins now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, before, I'll let you take it away, but before the show, Chris was referring to it as a fuck book.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. That's what you said.
That's.
What? Oh, they're kids. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's a lie. I didn't say that. I find the humor for adults and for children is very easy. It's you just take out your bad words and your sex, and it's. I think humor is relatively universal. The challenge in writing a book for kids as well as adults is really like digging into an idea that I like in comics, which is that any issue is somebody's first issue. And I feel that is particularly true for a children's book or an all-ages book. And you have to be just hyper aware of making everything completely clear and like, but also like not over relying on over explanation and stuff like that. So that's the tricky part.
Nice. Are you going to keep the tiny script at the bottom of every page that has a joke?
Yeah, I feel like I was forced into that. So
I mean,
yes,
I mean, it's sort of a big part of the reading experience.
Yeah,
for the adults especially.
I didn't even ask. I just did it. So it's cool there.
I would just like to say that real quick. It doesn't have anything to do with the question. Sorry, Nat. But when I heard you were going to be writing some Deadpool issues, I was a little nervous about it. But you fucking murdered that, so I think you're going to do a great job at this, and I can't wait.
Oh, thanks. Wow, that's nice, Pete. Look at that.
Wow. What's your agenda? What do you want?
Yeah. You were just angrily shouting at everyone minute ago.
All right, we can take another question. Somebody raised their hand. You, sir, right over there. What's your name, sir?
Rolando.
Hi, Rolando. What's going on?
What's up? I have a quick question.
Hi, Rolando.
Great.
Keep it quick.
All right, keep it quick. Like how quick?
Other than Star Wars, favorite...
No. I asked you how quick it was. Don't give me the question. Tell me how quick it is.
Alex is really bullying the audience.
I know. Quick enough? Quick enough. It'll be quick enough.
That's not a time, but go ahead.
All right. Other than Star Wars, what other comic book movies have made the jump to comic book successfully or in a way that you've enjoyed reading?
What, like already existing ones? You're saying
this is already taking too long. This is not a quick question.
Yeah.
Ones that are already out.
It could be an adaptation of a comic book movie. It doesn't just a comic
gotcha.
Book based off of a movie.
Oh, okay. Favorite comic book adaptation.
Nice. I think the first thing that jumps around. Stop fighting. The first thing that jumps to mind is the new S.H.I.E.L.D. series.
That's
not a movie,
good.
But the Mark Waid written S.H.I.E.L.D. series. The first two issues were great.
Great. Yeah. I used to incessantly read the comic book adaptation of Kroll.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Yo, Alex is dropping Krull, Agatha Christie, Red Velvet Oreos.
Oh, shit.
My man Alex
Nobody
is an old
like
lady.
You guys got to come to my club later.
Oh, man.
Read some mysteries.
Yo,
eat
who
some
likes
cookies.
Knitting up some yarn? Mittens.
Mittens.
Shit. That was a very old lady thing to do, just suddenly cough for no reason.
Do you need a Werther's?
I have bronchitis. What's your answer, Chris?
RoboCop versus Terminator.
Wow.
Good answer.
One of my all-time favorite comics.
Cool. Wow.
That's
Pete,
great.
What about you? Favorite adaptation is like the Spider-Man comic or the Punisher comic or something?
Yeah. Or I don't know if they're considered adaptations.
Yeah.
I don't know. Justin, give me some time.
I said S.H.I.E.L.D.
Damn it. Zalvin, you go. Give me some time.
I already went. I said crawl.
Damn it. Oh, fuck
Remember
me.
1 second and 3 seconds?
Yeah,
ago?
Nope. I was thinking. I wasn't listening. I was thinking.
Yeah,
it's hard to do both.
Why don't you think about it? I think we could take one more question.
There you go.
One more question. Right. You, right back there. I'm going to whip this over your head.
Just keep in mind, not a lot of Chris Farley movies.
Alyssa.
All right, Alyssa, what's your question?
Where do you recommend starting with Deadpool?
Good question. Where do you recommend starting with Deadpool?
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
I believe you might have an answer for that.
Deadpool Annual 2? Is that what you wanted from me?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Do
you recommend people read anything but the stuff you wrote?
I think Deadpool the Gauntlet is tremendous for a
That's a good starting point.
I think it's got everything you want, and like you can just read it on your computer or your iPad or whatever, and it's... it's formatted beautifully for that experience, and you don't need to know anything more about him than what happens in that story.
Deadpool is one of those tricky characters where, like, a lot of people love Deadpool, but they're very specific about which writer they think really captures his voice. So, like, my Deadpool might not be your Deadpool, but, currently it's kicking ass, and it's been kicking ass for numerous years lately, so... I would just kind of say go to a comic shop that's got a deep kind of back issue.
Go to a comic book shop that has D and go to Deadpool and then just pick up the mission.
There's a lot of amazing runs on Deadpool.
So the current run, Jerry Duggan and Brian Posehn, they launched with the Marvel Now. The first arc was pretty good. It was fun. It was very silly. But the second arc is where they really start to mix the humor and the depth of the character at the same time. If you want to read the first arc, it's ridiculous. It's them fighting the reanimated dead presidents of the United States of America who've come back to destroy America. There's stuff that gets built on later in the run, so it's good to read. But again, I think like you could probably even skip to the second volume and start there, where it starts to get really deep and fun.
The stuff I like the most is the old Joe Kelly stuff from like back in the 90s. Like that, because I feel like the current character has the talking to himself thing and to having sort of like this breaking the fourth wall. And I feel like going back to before that, when you can get, you'll be in on the joke a little bit more. So starting back at that stuff, I love those early.
I guess probably the other option is if you just want to watch Wolverine X-Men Origins, that's probably the best place and the fastest way of getting into the character.
You.
Or just like the really original.
Or just Ryan Reynolds' Twitter feed, I think, is enough.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds' Twitter feed. Nice to meet you guys. That's it for your audience questions.
Yeah. Pete, did you come up with your movie? All right.
Well, it's hard because, I mean, I want to say I love the Constantine book and like TV series is amazing now.
Yeah, it's crazy that they had that TV series and then span that.
But that's the
comic
problem. Yeah.
You really loved the comic adaptation of The Notebook, I think, a lot. Right?
Oh, man. So great. I cried at both versions.
Cool. All right, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
Woo-hoo!
And in The Week in Geek, there's a couple of things to talk over, a couple of things to discuss. First thing to talk about, there was a new Gotham on this week.
New Gotham.
Gotham, it's back.
Oh, wow, yeah,
I thought it was a really great...
This week's episode was written by Ben Edlund, who's one of the main writers. I don't think he's the showrunner at this point, but he's definitely the lead there. He's done a bunch of stuff on Supernatural. Of course, he created The Tick. He's done a bunch of other series as well. What'd you guys think about the episode?
I thought it was an amazing episode.
Yeah?
Yeah. I felt like it did a really good job of, like, answering a lot of questions, and like I'm excited for where it's going forward. Like a lot of shit went down in this episode, a ton of stuff. I mean, Gordon got his job back. I mean, there was a lot of different shit.
Yeah, there was literally no Bruce Wayne in it, which was kind of amazing.
Yeah,
that was sort of great.
Not even like a mention of him.
Yeah. So one thing to talk about: Gotham in between the last show and now got picked up for a second season. So
big news.
Yeah, which is pretty big news. So given that, what do you guys want to see them do in season two that they haven't done in season one? Where do you want to see the show go?
Well, I feel like the big split in the show is like crime family arguing and then sort of villain of the week stuff.
Yeah.
And so I sort of tend to like the villain of the week stuff. I feel like the crime family stuff is like I'm fighting with it and it's a little like bickery and not super fun. But the villain of the week stuff I've been really liking. So
The thing that I'd like to see them do that I think they absolutely are not going to do, but I want to see between season one and season two, they do a time jump. Yeah, they go forward to teenage Bruce Wayne coming back from his training where he's not Batman yet. He's still Bruce Wayne. He's returned. We get an older actor. And then we can legitimately lean into the Batman stuff that right now they're like, well, it's the electrocutioner, but it's like five electrocutioners back. Yeah. Or it's Scarecrow's grandpa.
Yeah.
Which it just seems like such a stretch.
Yeah, Joker's but at the same time, uncle. You don't want to, like, jump ahead and then, like...
Sure I do. All right, I hate this show.
You want to see Jim Gordon with a mustache, but, like, not...
No, but...
Not
Okay, so did you guys see Jim Gordon met the commissioner of Gotham City this episode, and he was wearing our Jim Gordon's glasses? I really wanted it to be like, I'm going to steal your glasses.
That's really funny.
What I love about the series is the Jim Gordon kind of Bullock relationship. And, like, I don't get tired
Sure, but wouldn't that... Okay, you jump ahead in time. Gordon still stuck in the same job with Bullock at his side, being exactly the same years later, totally frustrated, not able to change anything in Gotham. Wouldn't that be an interesting dynamic?
No, but I like Jim Gordon because we see Jim Gordon old. This is like Jim Gordon whooping ass right now. This is fantastic.
He's not going to go from like 22 or however old he is to like 50. Like he's going to be like 27.
Yeah.
Like well, that's that, a fine
we
age.
Know the 50-year-old Jim Gordon. Like,
that's what
can't
I'm saying.
We just
I'm saying they skip 27.
6 years. Batman comes back to Gotham at what? Like 18 or something?
Yeah. Is he 10? I think he's 10 now, right?
Late 20s, really? Okay.
Oh, in the comics, I see.
Let's say they fake it. They jump ahead to 18 or 20 or something like that.
Or he could be just like 16, 17 and starting to like learn right. all the magic
Basically,
shit.
Basically, they have to kill David Mazouz. Okay. Not in real life. Not in real
Jesus,
life.
You've Jesus, been really anti-child wow. all day.
I've had a rough time at home. Let's move on and talk about something else. So today, Marvel had their big conference about Secret Wars, finally revealed what's going on. They're mashing all of their universes together. The Ultimate Universe and the main Marvel Universe will never be the same again. What do you guys think? You're excited for this event?
I'm excited. The mashing in the Ultimate Universe, I mean, what characters from the Ultimate Universe are people super happy about? Pretty much only Miles Morales.
Geldof. Oh,
no.
I love that this A isn't for France version of Captain America.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you're a huge fan of, like, Dick Captain America?
it was just a reference I remembered.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else? Like, I'm tired of hearing that, like, things will never be the same again. Like, I just don't say that.
Comments aren't for you, then.
Yeah. And also, you're a sucker for it every time. Yeah, so what are you talking about? I will to take your side a little bit, the in 7 months, everybody dies. I'm like, don't tell me 7 months. I don't need a seven-month advance on when we're getting to Secret War. All the Avengers covers.
But that's like, Jonathan Hickman. He's like, yeah, real quick, I sketched out a 17-year plan for this company. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, don't tell me you have it all planned out that far in advance.
That's what I said to Grandma's doctor, too.
Oh, man.
In 7 months, your grandma's dying.
I don't want to know.
You had like a wrestling announcer for your grandmother's doctor? That's why she died. She wasn't
a terrible doctor, but God, he could get a crowd pumped.
Yeah. In 4 months, time runs
Let's
out.
Let's get ready to doctor.
Yeah, you're the most dynamic man in sports entertainment. That's why.
Yeah.
That's what everyone says.
Now, last thing to talk about. This was actually sent by one of our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, before the show. I hesitate to make fun of a guy too much. But a potential comic book writer, a prospective comic book writer, put up a Kickstarter recently for a book called Batman Legend. And his book, did you read about this?
Are we going to make fun of a teenage kid?
No. Like, I'm curious to hear what your guys' take on this is, because it was getting spread around and it was passed by an intern. He put up a Kickstarter. He said, I would like to write a story where Batman, it's his 100-year history, where it's the cowl is passed down from father to son to father to son until it makes it to Bruce Wayne. I'm asking for $3,000 so that I can fly out to Burbank and pitch this to DC.
What?
Yeah, that's just very sad to me.
Is it?
I mean, also, the way that you said it implied that there was capitalization, punctuation, and sentence structure that resembled English.
And also, $3,000 is a very expensive flight.
I mean, that's right.
That was my main question.
This is a first class kid?
Yeah.
That was my main question about the thing. Like, I admired his pluck and initiative. I remember as a kid, I wanted to write comic books. I came up with ideas and things like that. But $3,000 for a plane ticket?
Yeah, that
probably wants
greedy.
A hotel. That
well, okay,
bastard.
But here's my legitimate question off of this: do you think there's a way that you could do a Kickstarter for a property like a Batman or a Spider-Man and somehow make it work?
No. How would that work? Like, you get enough money where you're like, "All right, DC, I did this, so
I have no idea. That's why I'm throwing it out to you guys.
You could maybe do like an original story about, you know, the man who can cling to walls that defy the rest of humankind. Not like a spider, but he's just sticky.
Like a cricket.
And then just as your bonus, you include a Photoshop layer that has Spider-Man's costume on top of all of it.
So you're trying to fool? Who are you fooling?
Yeah, you can do something like that. Well, I think that's
got asked this question 5 seconds ago. I haven't thought about
honestly,
this.
Honestly, I feel like this kid should take the $3,000 and make tell whatever story that is, just with a different hero.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's the thing. If you are thinking about doing something like that, I think you're. I know you're kind of joking, but that is the idea. Like, if you want to write a Spider-Man story, you're never going to be able to pitch it by Marvel that way. Instead, write it about a character that's like Spider-Man.
I mean, that's how the comic book industry started. They all were ripping each other off with, like, different types of stories, and then eventually the ones that everyone liked the most became the ones we know now.
And this one, I've seen a lot of people making fun of this.
Comic character Nancy.
Yeah.
Exactly. All comics are Nancy comics.
Yes. So many Nancy ripoffs. Mary Jane was a Nancy. Lois Lane, Nancy. Yeah.
There was, this kid is a kid. He doesn't know any better. If you are thinking about doing anything like this out there, don't do it. Take the other path that we're talking about. But one of my favorite Kickstarters of all time was the guy who was raising $3.5 million to do Stargate Universe Season 3, where he was like, I haven't talked to any of the actors. I don't have any scripts or anything. But give me the money, and I'll be like, you guys, I have $3.5 million. Yeah. Let's do this.
To be fair, I don't think they really had scripts for a lot of that series.
Just
kidding, guys. Just kidding.
Oh, no, he
But honestly, a kid as resourceful as this who's like, I'm going to start a Kickstarter, will eventually be a millionaire anyway. So,
absolutely.
Like,
so if you're listening, I'm not. If you're listening to this kid, go to it. You're not going to win with this one, but try the next time.
Wow. Great. Is he your son?
That's really nice.
Baby. Yeah. It's too bad he likes his daughter better.
Oh, wow.
He said that earlier in the show. I'm not being an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you kind of are. All right. That's it for the Week of Geek.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to move to our next section, which is my favorite section because Pete makes it up.
Yep.
It's trivia.
All right, guys. This is the part where you get to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free? A simple raising of the hand. Yes, you first hand up guy. Come on up. Come on down.
Come on up.
Come on, come on, come on.
So is it come up or come down?
Okay.
Sounds like a game show right now.
What is your name, like sir? Show.
Pablo.
Pablo, audience. Audience, Pablo. Clap for Pablo. Great. So how this is going to work, Pablo, is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three questions right, and you will get that $25 gift card to Midtown Comics.
I'll do my best.
All right. Good luck to you. All right. Here we go. In Grayson number 6, which is amazing, by the way, Tim Seeley is killing it. Who does Grayson fight? Is it A, Midnighter, B, Apollo, or is it C, I can't believe there is a freaking kid out there who got a Batmobile stroller. So it's either A, Midnighter, or it's B, Apollo.
I say A.
A is correct.
Nice.
All right.
Great job. Great issue.
In Daredevil number 12, this issue opens with Daredevil riding a motorcycle on blank. Is it A, an expressway, B, the Golden Gate Bridge, or is it C? I mean, your life starts and you get a Batmobile stroller? Like, where do you go from there? Like, how do you... Okay. So it's either A, an expressway, or B, the Golden Gate Bridge.
I would have to say B.
Yes, that is correct. Nice.
Pete, jealous of a child.
All right.
A baby.
The last one. In Star Wars number 1 by Marvel Comics, which also was amazing, the comic starts with... Is it A, the famous Skrull, B, Chewbacca, or is it C, man, I would love a Millennium Falcon stroller? I mean, why? That would be amazing. All right, so is it A, the Skrull, or B, Chewie?
Yes, it is indeed the Skrull.
It is indeed the Skrull, sir. $25 is yours. Congratulations. Here, I'll take that microphone.
Awesome. Very cool. As we all know, tomorrow is a new comic book day. We recommend
you go
to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to Moon Knight number 11, Brian Wood. I'm excited to see what he's going to do with that.
You read the first? He's done a couple issues there. Very good.
Oh.
You haven't read them?
Oh, I haven't. No.
Oh, yeah. You should. I've been really liking his work.
Oh, shit. How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Fuck me, man.
It's been several months.
Damn it. All right, well, I'm going to check this one out.
Great, great. I'd actually recommend you go back and read the two you've been missing.
Yeah, I should do that, and I will.
Great. I'm looking forward to... actually, the Amazing Spider-Man Spider-Verse crossover has been very good. Another issue of that is sort of coming to an end, and that's been great.
Yeah.
Also, Fables number 148.
Well, I'm sorry, it was just one pick.
Fables 148, that series is wrapping up at 150. And
all right, I'm saying great. Powers number one then, too.
Great.
All right, great. I'm saying Wicked and Divine number 7 is coming out from Image Comics. This series has been awesome if you haven't reading it. Kieran Gillen and Jamie McKelvey are writing it. It's about the gods return to Earth for 2 years and then die. But at the same time, there's a murder mystery. They have a whole arc going about the fan culture that is built up around these gods. And as usual, it's beautifully drawn, super smart, great, great comic books. So
very
definitely
cool.
Pick it up. Chris, what are you looking forward to?
Man, I really thought my comic was coming out tomorrow, but I don't see it.
Oh, no.
No, I think it is.
Yeah, I do, too. But I'm very nervous all of a sudden. I'm like, you know, they didn't release a preview. Am I wrong?
Well,
Adventure Time number 36, the start of a brand new era of Finn and Jake's adventures.
Are you actually writing it, or are you...
Hmm?
Are you lying?
Hmm?
Maybe they just canceled this.
Oh, no. Come back here. We're making a citizen's arrest.
I came on and lied about perfect crime.
Bold move.
We've been fooled again.
There's no way of seeing through that. If people want to check out your stuff, where should they go?
Christopher-Hastings.com. Yep. I couldn't get it without the dash. That is, I don't know, that's a nice little hub for everything. Also, DrMcNinja.com is where I have 3 updates a week of the adventures of a doctor who is also a ninja.
Nice.
There you go. Cool. Awesome. Cool. Couple of things before we go. Pete?
Yes. I got a new issue of Captain Jones coming out. I'm going to put that up on Twitter at the real Pete LePage. Rolando was nice enough to help me get the, so when you click on it, it actually moves, the comic moves a little bit, so you don't have to scroll down.
Man, really I hope cool. He's better at that than asking questions.
Yeah, wow. He is. He actually is.
Weird fight continues.
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. Before we go, what's your big revelation? You're going to reveal something.
I actually said it during the show and you didn't even know.
Oh, really?
It was that I was from the future.
Oh,
man. You don't like that?
I mean...
All right. Well,
there's a lot of people from the future. In a way, aren't we all from the future to the people from 2 seconds ago?
What? Those 2 second old people? Well, I'll see you at your funeral in 1 week.
Oh!
That's weird. I'm not going to be on the show next week.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A couple of people want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tom Radar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, and Riley Trahan. We want to thank Chris Hastings for being on the show.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody here at Fontana's. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night, 7 p.m., totally free. Please tell your friends good night.
Thanks, everybody.